This year is the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation in the United States, and the focus is on celebrating emancipation, the long-awaited moments when slaves achieved their independence. Mr. Eric Fauner is professor at Columbia University and author of The Fiery Trial, Abraham Lincoln and American Slavery. Mr. Fauner says slavery in the United States was the largest and most powerful slave system that the modern world has known, with almost 4 million slaves in the United States alone. However, he stresses that the emancipation of the slaves, which was a colossal achievement, did not take place at a single moment or as a result of a single person.
It was a long, drawn-out historical process which involved many, many actors. And in a way, I think we can see it in the United States and probably in many other parts of the world as well as resulting from a combination of actions by the slaves themselves, actions by a great social movement, the abolitionist movement, which struggled to abolish slavery, and enlightened political leadership, for example, by President Abraham Lincoln and others. So this was a very, very important event in world history as well as in the history of the United States.
In New York, it wasn't until 1799 that the legislature's law to abolish slavery was adopted, and it wasn't until as late as 1827 that slavery was completely illegal in New York State. Today, he adds, we are still living with the legacy of slavery in this country and in many parts of the world. Dr. Ann Bailey teaches African American history, African history and African diaspora studies at Binghamton University. She is an expert on the transatlantic slave trade. She says it's important to remember this part of history.
The answer to why this memory is important comes from the slaves themselves. They taught me, the teacher. They taught me through their narratives. They taught me through their Negro spirituals. They taught me that freedom is actually much more than physical freedom. It's one thing to be physically free, but you also want freedom of the mind and you need freedom of the spirit. They taught me that beyond the physical freedom, they wanted to get to a place beyond bitterness. They wanted to get to a place where they could act and move without the burden of the past, as some have called it.
Dr. Ann Bailey of Binghamton University. An original copy of the 13th Amendment, as well as the Emancipation Proclamation, is available for viewing in the UN Visitors Lobby in New York. Beng Poblet Henriquez, United Nations.